Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We've been doing this since 2009, bringing you this podcast. It's now brought to you every single day, Monday through Friday, and when we're in the mood, when we feel we've got important things to get across, we do some extra podcasting as well because we think it's important to empower your life. We're sharing this information. We're making a difference because you're helping us by sharing this podcast on your Facebook page, on your Twitter account, and all those other social media accounts. Anyway, want to talk for a moment. We're just getting very, very excited because only on a personal level, on a very small, intimate level, have I performed these wonderful attunements that are designed to empower your life. And I've performed several of them, but it's always been on a small group basis, very private. This will be the first time that the public, or I should say, when I say the public, the people that follow this podcast and our website will get a chance to attend an incredible weekend of three magical attunements that are designed to literally shake your universe and help you begin attracting, manifesting whatever you desire. And we'll talk a little bit more about these attunements. This is coming up in May, and we'll give you information May 19th, 20th, 21st, so you can set aside the dates. We'll give you the information and the page and all of that here in the next podcast or two. But I'm just telling you, we're getting special tools made. We've got almost 8 inches thick of manuals that we're giving out. I mean, we're not just going to put, this is an intensive. We don't call it a workshop. This is intense. You're going to be rocking and rolling from the time you come in, and you are going to manifest from the time you leave. I mean, your life on a whole different level will change. So if you have an interest, keep in touch with us. We'll let you know about it. We're going to have a special offer to those of you who want to get registered between now and October 31st. And that is a wonderful opportunity. And then we go from there. But anyway, more of that coming up. We're getting special tools made. We're writing. We're working around the clock. This is going to be an empowerment workshop. An empowerment intensive like you have never experienced before. I promise you, it will be the manifestation event of 2017. Okay. Wow. Talking about love. Talking about falling in love and the seven stages of love. And I want to share these seven stages because I think they're very important. And I want to explain to you where things usually start to go bad, where things start to fall apart. There's two danger zones, two real big danger zones between each stage. And if you're in a relationship right now, or if you're starting a new relationship, or if you're attracting a new relationship, or maybe your relationship is kind of struggling right now, maybe some of this will relate. You'll be able to relate to it, and you'll be able to understand it. I hope so. Number one, I call it attraction and rapport. And when two people develop attraction, and sometimes it's instantaneous and sometimes it's slowly, but when they do, there's rapport. There is a feeling of connection. And oftentimes the person has the same values or similar values. They have similar dreams and goals. They have similar likes and dislikes. They're open to each other. They're interested in learning about each other and what each person wants out of life. And attraction just slowly starts to build, or sometimes it's instantaneous. Oftentimes, the instantaneous attractions kind of fall apart pretty fast. That's about where it ends. But when the attraction is real, when it's below the skin level, when it's based on values and beliefs and ideas, then it tends to have more substance. You might want to keep that in mind when attracting your relationship. But attraction and rapport, you just have this rapport with each other.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
The next stage is falling in love. And this is where, you know, if you've been in love, you know what it is. I don't need to describe it because it's impossible to describe. But it's where you just think about this person all the time and you fantasize about them and you can start to see your life with this person and you want to spend time together. And there's a caring that takes place. There's a caring about the relationship, about the level of rapport. You know, there's an attraction. There's all kinds of good things that are happening during this falling in love stage. And there's a reason why the poets call it falling, because it feels like you're just losing your balance, like you're just falling toward this person. Now, after the first two stages, the third stage is very important, and that is the stage of becoming a couple. It's a we're going to do this. Let us do that. Hey, how about if we plan to do this? But in between falling in love and becoming a couple is a pitfall. And this pitfall is lack of commitment. This is where one person or the other just does not want to commit, doesn't want to take the relationship to the becoming a couple stage, is happy with seeing each other, spending time together, enjoying each other, but does not want to become a couple. This is the lack of commitment pitfall. Now, if you are anywhere near that lack of commitment pitfall in your current relationship, we can help you. We can put the power of the law of attraction and vibration to work for you. We ask that you work on a very close level with us because we're going to turn the heat up and we're going to not just turn the heat up because you may have plenty of heat, but we're going to turn the heat up in the relationship, but we're also going to give it feet. We're going to give it cement. We're going to give it something stable to stand on and take you from the falling in love stage to the becoming a couple stage. Because if you stay in between there, between those two stages, at that pitfall, the lack of commitment stage, if you stay there too long, not good, because things will start to fall apart. And that's where things just don't move forward. And that's where all of a sudden you hear, look, I don't think we can go on. I don't want to go any further. That kind of thing. Now, there's all kinds of reasons why people fall into the lack of commitment ditch. But I'm here to tell you, the law of attraction and a certain amount of optimism on your part can take you to the next stage, becoming a couple.
Imagine how life would be if you had unlimited personal power and confidence. You would have the internal vibration to attract true love, obtain the career you desire, own a successful business, enjoy vibrant power and health. The one difference between you and those who are incredibly successful is confidence and magnetism. Now, Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert and Rachel Zink have created an easy-to-use subliminal program designed to magnify your confidence, personal power, and magnetism. We promise you will see drastic change in your life within days as you use Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism by Robert and Rachel Zink. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to instantly download Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism. Visit lawofattractionsolutions.com and live up to your unlimited potential.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Now, the next stage, stage number four, is a pitfall all by itself. It's not a little side pitfall. It's a major pitfall, and oftentimes this can happen at 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. It can happen any time. And that is disillusionment. That's where people become disillusioned. That's where people look back at some of the dreams and goals and ideas and say, wow, what happened? What happened? And when people hit that disillusionment stage, well, that's when the cheating begins, if there is cheating, but that's also when people begin to reinvest in their own path, aside from their relationship, aside from the marriage, aside from the children. And that's when, you know, that's when the guys are taking the 1 month hunting vacations and the women are taking the 1 month cruises by themselves, and there's just no connection anymore. You're living under the same roof. You may have a financial interest in being together, but there's disillusion. When that stage hits, you need to put the power of Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching to work for you ASAP. I mean, you don't have a day to spare. Every moment that you wait, the disillusionment grows stronger. You know, I have one couple, beautiful couple, and they've hit that disillusionment stage, and now they're living separately. And we brought them to the next level. We brought them back to where they're kind of dreaming and planning and sharing ideas together. And they're talking about moving back in together and rebuilding their life together. But he has one set of plans and she has another. I believe, in all honesty, that if she would continue the Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching, she would get to the next stage, which is creating a real, lasting love. This is number five. Creating a real, lasting love. This is where you care more about the person in some level than you care about yourself. You don't want them to be in pain. You don't want them, you know, I mean, let me tell you a story. Can I tell you a story? I think I've mentioned this story before. But my Uncle Mac, who was a mentor of mine, he wasn't a real uncle, he knelt down in that hospital bed when his wife was given a few hours left to live, and he prayed incessantly. And he was willing to give up everything and spend the rest of his life just living off of people's generosity and empowering other people if his wife would be spared and allowed to live. Anyway, bottom line is she woke up the next morning. She wanted some ice cream. She got better. He didn't care about himself. Did he keep his word? Absolutely. He sold his house. He sold his property. He put his money in a bank account. and he began living with me. He lived with me for probably a month. And during that month, he empowered my life more than you can imagine. This is back when I was in my 20s. And he would do that. While he lived with me, I would provide for the groceries and provide him and his wife a room to stay in. And then he would go to somebody else. He spent the rest of his life doing that. What a lovely couple. They loved each other. You know, physical riches were not important to them, but real lasting love was. It wasn't about a me love, it was about an us love. Well, number six, the next stage is where your relationship begins to take on a mission and purpose. Where you see that spirit, source, has brought the two of you together for more than just your own satisfaction, though that may be a big part of it. But you have a mission and purpose. Your life counts for something. Your life is changing other people's lives. Your love is radiating so strong that it's literally affecting other people's lives. I think of Abraham Hicks, the Hicks couple, and their work with Abraham in the Law of Attraction. And if you've never listened to any of their stuff, you should. Their relationship touched people all over the world. That's what I'm talking about. Your relationship having a deeper sense of mission and purpose. That's stage number six. And stage number seven is what I call not your way, not my way, our way. The power of synergy. You literally, I don't know how to describe this, you literally create a manifesting triangle between the two of you, where when you both agree on something that you desire, what you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to create, what kind of house you want to have, where you want to live, that it starts to manifest. Because you're not creating it his way, you're not creating it her way, you've created what we call the triangle of manifestation between the two of you. Ah, that's wonderful. That's amazing. That's incredible. This is where you positively, absolutely affect each other, but more importantly, you affect every life you touch. Wonderful. You know, love is a wonderful thing. Love is an incredible thing. It's the very nectar of life. You know, nobody on their last day says, wow, I wish I would have spent more time in the office. Nobody on their last day says, I wish I would have spent more time on the golf course. But people on their last day oftentimes say, I wish I would have spent more time loving. I wish I would have spent more time sharing and caring. You can have that. Look at the bottom line is tomorrow is promised to no one. Make your life count for something. Dedicate it to love. Dedicate it to your lover. Create an incredible relationship that literally changes the world. You have a wonderful day now. Thank you so much. And remember to pay it forward, to do good things for people. We're here for you. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com anytime. Okay, have a great day now. Bye-bye.